Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moni Mirasi Sheyifyu. And Le Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. This year is going to be based on the wonderful sefer Shi'urei Dvar Melech, which is a perish on the Sheif Shmaitze. The Gemara in Kedushin and Dafayin Gimel Amid Aleph is Amar Rabbit Varat Torah Shtuki Kasher. In a Torah, a Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry into the Jewish people because Mamzer Vade Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem. Mamzer Suffolk Yavo. We have a Pasuk Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. The Gemara learns only a mamzer vade, not a mamzer suffik, and only a kahal vade is now let it come. If you have a vade mamzer, he's allowed to marry a suffik. So suffik is allowed to marry a vade, kosher Jew. And a Vadai is allowed to marry a Suffolk. Bakal Vadai hu delo yavo is now allowed to come into the Vadai Kal. Bakal Suffolk yavo. And the reason they said a Shtuki is puzzle, Suffolk Mamzer is puzzle. Lava calls midrabban and my law subi yuchsin. So the Shmaitze brings Shehikshu la Rambam. They ask on the Rambam, why do you need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer? All sfeikas anywhere are only derabanan. Brings another of terutzim to this kasha. The common denominator of all the terutzim is that we need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer more than we need a pasuk for other sfeikas. Other sfeikas are pashut that we're makel. But a suffik mamzer, we need a pasuk. Why? Ma'arit explains, because the Torah is being matir a suffik mamzer, but Torah is vadeh. And the nafkamina is that it's mutter for him to marry a bas yisrael and a mamzeris, bevas achas. Seems like a stira, no. Suffik mamzer is mutter, but Torah is vadeh. So he's got no problem being with the Bas Yisrael and the Mamzeres. Teretz the Pri Chodosh. They need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer, even with the Zechezka Sisser. Kigon. Mishan olad me'isha shayba suffik erishin. Somebody who's born from a woman who had a suffik gerush, and she's a cheska sister, and therefore we should ask for this mamzer. So kamashmon, despite her cheska sister, we're matir misuffik. The teretz of the Pnei Yoshua, that we need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer, even if there's rubel isura, even if there's rov isur. Teretz of the Shmaitza himself. Perek Beis. These are all from Perek Aleph. Then we need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer, where it's ikbi sura. For example, there was a hiding place, and there was a mix-up between a mamzer and a vlad kosher. So that's it. There's a kviyus issa there, and yet we're still matir. Now the Sheif Shmaitza writes hikshu la Rambam. He doesn't say who asked this kash in the Rambam. The Chavis Das. Simon Kuf Yud B'Tchilas Beis HaSofik brings this kasha in the name of the Rashi and the Ran that they asked Zehav Ben Yefrek Dazoy and the Rambam, and he answers like the Shmaitze here that the Mamzer, the Torah was Matir even Sveik Adachad B'Chad like a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzerish and a Saravu V'Lo Doseyim as a Kviya sister was still Matir. כדי לעמוד על דיוקון של דברים, לא בשורש המעשה ומתן של פלפול רבוסינו הראשון והאחרונים. So let's go to the roots, let's go to the sources. The first one that brings this sugi of Mamzer Bekeshel Adasa Rambam is the Rambam himself, not as a kasha and his shita, but fakert, but teres hechocha l'shitaso, shekol ha-sveikas midivrayim. Ein lefaneinu divrei Rambam be'atzmo, but the Rashba in teres habayis and bayis dalet shar aleph, and his chedushin to meseches kedushin, brings what the Rambam writes in a tshuva. That when we say sveka daraisa lechumra, that's only a derabonan, we're machmir on svekas. But the Vartara call us svekas sharia. Because we say here, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. Mamzer vadeh hu d'lo yavo, mamzer sofek yavo. Alma, zok the Rambam. Lo osra Torah el ha'isurin avadoin, ha'sofek ha'isurin lo. So we see that the Torah only asserted definite isurim, but not doubtful isurim. Doubtful isurim amutter. Now the Rambam didn't explain his proof, and therefore the Rashba says that there are two ways of going with the Rambam, and the Rashba isn't thrilled with either of them. First way is that the Rambam holds that the Gemara explains there in Kedushin that Mamzer Vade Lo Yavo, Ha Mamzer Safik Yavo. Is not mikoyach derasha that we're dashing from the pasuk. That's pashtus mashmos pasuk. That when the Torah spoke about a mamzer and asked a mamzer to come b'kol, it's talking about somebody who's a vaday mamzer. But a suffik mamzer, the Torah is b'chol not talking about. So he's not included in the pasuk. Suffik mamzer yavo. Lefize kachu ochachas haRambam l'shitaso. Just like the Gemara explains the Mashmos, the table of Mamzer. As a Vade Mamzer, similarly, when the Torah says about a Nevela, don't eat a Nevela, L'socha kol Nevela, that means don't eat a Chaticha, that's a Vade Nevela. But a Safik Nevela is not Nichlal B'Yisur Dikra. A Safik Nevela is not included in the Yisur of the Pasuk. Ve'al Derech Zeh. Similarly, Yisparshu Asurim B'chol HaTorah Kula. Torah was talking about Vaday, and the Torah wasn't talking about a Sufik. Sveikas are not included in the Pasuk. That's Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. L'fi Havanazu B'divrei HaRambam. That B'chol HaTorah Kula Sveikas are Mutter is not Mikorcha Yalfusa Mimamzer. The Rambam didn't bring any makor from the pasuk that sveikas are mutter. The Rambam brings a proof from the sugis hagemara legabe mamzer that it's a davar pashut to the amoraim below shum yalfusa that sveikas are mutter. Umemela, that's the way it is b'chol haTorah kula. The Rashba asks on the Rambam that in the sugi in the Gemara and Kedushin over there, it's a mafurish that we say mamzer vade lo yavo, mamzer sofik yavo, is not mi mashmaos haposuk, as he wanted to understand that the Rambam meant, but rather it's mikoach drasha. It's rather derived from a drasha that we're mamayit sofik. It says there earlier. It says the word kahal five times. Could have said it once. So we make drashas. One is to be matir a mamzer to a shtuki, to a suffik mamzer. Kal vade hu d'lo yavo, haba kal suffik yavo. One is to be matir a shtuki to Israel, a suffik mamzer to a Jew. We darshan mamzer vade hu d'lo yavo, mamzer suffik yavo b'kal. Tos explains that we have a yitur of kahal, so therefore a makish mamzer l'kal. Ma gabi kal, or we might call suffik. So to gabe mamzer, or memayit mamzer suffik, that a mamzer suffik is allowed to come b'kol. Just like a mamzer vade is allowed to come b'kol suffik. So you see, from a yitur in the pasuk, we're bringing this chiddush. But stam kacha, suffik is asur min haTorah, shebuchol haTorah kula. We don't have any drasha to be ma'id safek. Just here, safek is going to be mutter because we have a drasha. But normally, safek is harasser. Old hiksha rashba. Shemiloshan akimara shem mashma. That it's a special din by mamzer. That safek mamzer mutter. Mashenken b'chola Torah kula. He was marich b'lishnei b'tor amr le'yavo mamzer. Mamzer vadi le'yavo mamzer safek yavo. He holds like the Rambam that it's a din klali b'chola Torah kula, because the mashmos of the pasuk is alavade v'lo ala safek. Why does Rabbi have to be marich b'lishona? Let him just say my time of le'sveik on muteris v'at Torah. Why does he have to say by Torah amr le'yavo mamzer mamzer vadi hu de'lo'yavo mamzer safek yavo? It's mashma that it's dafka din by mamzer. Not a din b'chol haTorah kula. When we koch these two kashas, the Rashba chazar v'nata lefarish is divrei Rambam b'tshuva boifin sheni. The Rashba said, listen, the first way didn't go. If you don't succeed, try and try again. Let's give it another shot. What's the shot in the Rambam? Zok the Rashba. Kilashono. V'ulai savur harav zal. Dikali krab imamzer sveiko mutter. Vigamrinan mine, v'chol haTorah kula. Maybe the Rambam holds that the Torah was megala, that a mamzer suffik is mutter, and we learn from mamzer suffik to call a Torah kula. In other words, the Rambam is molded to the Rashba that the mashmos haPasuk includes suffik, and that there were matir a suffik mamzer is because we have a yitur of call, like we said. But after there's a gilui in the pasuk that we're matir a suffik mamzer, we learn a binyanav l'chol a Torah kula to be matir the suffik. And according to this Mahalach, faren for the tzvai kashis that the Rashba asked on the Rambam. Makra l'chol haTorah kula is mimamzer. It's learned from the drash and the pasuk, like it's the mashmos of the Gemara. And therefore, Rava was marich b'lashona. And he said that the heter is dafka l'gabi safik mamzer. Just after that, we have a binyanav. Not that all the Torah is automatically mutter b'safik. Only mamzer is. And from there, you can extrapolate to the rest of the Torah. Ulam gam bazeh lo nocha das haRashba. The Rashba wasn't satisfied with this either. And the Rashba asked in the Rambam, the Adarabba, doik mino taima de golikra, holo golikra, afilu safik mamzer belo yavo, oi melo chola suri safik deraisa. Why don't we medayik that only if the pasuk was megala? If the pasuk wasn't megala, then even a suffik mamzer liyavo bakalashim. And from there we can learn to the whole Torah. If you have a gilui that were matir sveikas, givaldik, give me matir sveikas. But if you have no gilui, then you can't be matir. Uvenosaf lekach, makshe haRashba sham od kushot al haRambam mikama mekomot. Shemehem muchach shehasfekot asurim in haTorah. And most of the kashas in the Rashba are brought in the Shmaitz in these parakim. Soif dover, fear dois de Rashba, shitosoi, elavadai mistabra, the sofik doiraisa lechumra midvar Torah, hu, below midivrayim. That there were machmir and sfekis is biblical and not rabbinic like the Rambam holds. Ran in Kedushin, Lamates Amar Aleph, Tesvav Amar Aleph, Midape Harif, copies the Rashba, Kimat Kichsavu Vichilashona. But instead of writing that the Rashba writes that the Rambam Bitshuva Hochich Misugish Bikidushin, Shkolas Fekas Medivram, in the Ran that we have before us, it says the Ramban Nachmanides, not Maimonides. And a tshuva proof from the Sugya and Kedushin that all sfeikas are medivrayim. And the Kesef Mishnah followed this girsa in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. However, in the tshuvas Shagas Aryeh Ukvar Ha'ir, that it's a Tos Sofer in the Ran, and you should say that the Rambam writes in a tshuva. At the Ramban, And that's like the Rashba said, B'Shem HaRambam, lo B'Shem HaRambam. So since we see that the Rambam himself writes a tshuva to prove from Mamzer, that Dvar Torah kol hasfekus mutarim, so you can't ask on the Rambam, the kasha that the Shmaitzer brings, Madu etzterech kwa lahatu safik mamzer, what do you need a pasuk to be matu safik mamzer? Because Mamanavshech, however you learn pshat in the Rambam, what he means, you're not going to ask this kasha. If he means like the Rashbam originally understood, and there's no drush at all to be matir or suffik mamzer, you can't ask, why do I need a pasuk to be matir or suffik mamzer? You don't need a pasuk to be matir, there's no drush in any pasuk to be matir or suffik mamzer, that's pasuk in the pasuk. But then you have the kasha of the Rashba. Yeah, but the mashmos of the Gemara is that it is a drush in the pasuk. And if the Rambam means, like the Rashba understood at the end, that you learn from mamzer, we call a Torah kula bebinyanav, that's just like by mamzer. Ramati Rasafik, so to call a Torah Kula Ramati Rasafik. So that's why you need a pasuk to be Mati or Mamzer, because that's the source. But the Rashba and the Ran never asked the Kash and the Rambam that the Shmaitzer brings and the Chavz Das, Lama Likra Lahati Rasafik Mamzer. So we have an answer to that, two answers. However you understand the Rambam's answer. Why you need such a pasuk? So what taka is the makor of this kasha? It's a tshuva samarit. Chelek Beis and Yeridei and Simon Aleph, the Marit and the Simon Hemek Herchiv Binyan Sveka Dairaisa Bepilpul Nochoin, Uberaios Talmudios Ukimach Loiniach Oid Mokoim Luboim Acharov. That's the Lashon of the Pri Chodosh and Yeridei Simon Kofyud Beklolea Svek Sveka. Ubisoch Dvar of Sham, he asked this Kasha. And what caused him to ask this Kasha, what prompted this Kasha, was that the Ma'arit there was Nimshach Achar Agirsa that the Ramban in a tshuva wrote to prove from Mamzer in Seches Kedushin that Dvar Torah kol hasfekus mutarim. So the figure says, "O gila lanu Rambam es makoro." We know that's truth. We know that the Rambam's makor is this Gemara. But the Ma'arit had that the Ramban asked the Ramban proved from here that's Fekus or Mutar, not the Rambam. So the Ma'arit asks in the Rambam why you need a Pasuk. If Misvara, we know B'chol HaTorah Kula Shes Fekus Mutar, why do we need a Pasuk to be Matar Vesafik Mamzer? Now it's this Kasha in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam has an answer. Either because there is no special pasuk, there is no drasha from a pasuk, or that pasuk is the makor for kol HaTorah Kula. Now on the Ramban, the Ma'arit asked the kasha that the Rashba asked in the Rambam. Beneflesi hafa and neflesi hafle vafele. And Mamish wondered, says the Heilige Ma'arit of Yosef Mitrani. How could he learn from here to elsewhere that a suffix is mutter? Stavka here. By Mamzer, you have a special limud. But not elsewhere. Elsewhere are machmir and sveikus. Like the Rashba proved, we have many sources that muchach that sveikus are asur min haTorah. So this is not a source. So that kasha from the Gemara and Kiddushin on the Rambam, you see from the Gemara and Kiddushin that only by mamzer were matir, not a kasha, because the Rambam says that that's dafka my source. However you learn it, that's my source to be matir safik mamzer sfekas min haTorah. Now we have to explain that Safik Mamzer needs a heter more than normal. Marit was mechadesh that the Torah was matir Safik Mamzer b'Torah's vaday, and therefore it's a motiv matarati disaster for this Safik Mamzer to be with a Bas Yisrael and a Mamzeris. Prichadosh says even if there's a Cheskes Isser. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Torah was matir Safik Mamzer even if there's a Rubeli Sura. Sheif Shmaitz and Lechavis Das from a Chadish that the Torah was Matir. A Safik Mamzer, a Filu Boifin Sheik Bei Sura. Mashen came Bechol HaTorah Kula, She a Filu Aliba De HaRambam, She a Sveikus Mutarim in HaTorah. But if there's Tarti Disasri, or there's a Rol, or there's a Chazaki Lissura, or there's Ik Bei Sura, the Rambam agrees that it's Asim in HaTorah. It's Tafki here that it's Mutar. Ulechora, you have a big kasha, and the kasha is that the Rambam himself says that from that source of mamzer, it's muchach kishitasa that sfekas are mutar min haTorah. And lechora, kavanas the Rambam is like the Rashba understood by maskanaso, that the whole Torah is a learned a binyan up from mamzer. So if the whole Torah is a binyan up from mamzer, they're just like mamzer or matir sfeikas sotu kol haTorah kula, you can't say that we're matir b'safik mamzer more than we're normally matir, like all the achronim we mentioned wanted to say. And certainly if you learn like he originally wanted to learn in the Rambam, that you're learning mamzer below jerusha mikra, it's not even a jerusha from a pasuk, it's mashmos a pasuk. So it's pasha, just like the other mashmos pasuk is alvad derech avadei. So to b'chol haTorah, it's derech avadei, and sveikas are automatically mutter. But you can't be matir cases where there's a cheskes iser, a rubeli sura, a kbi sura, etc. Ube'emes. Kein mefurish b'mishnah lamelech, and hilchas is surei bia. Perek Tesvav Halacha Yer Aleph, that's when do we say Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher Hechad Eloik B'Yisura? There's no Kfiyas Isser, but there's a Kfiyas Isser, like you have a Mamzer got mixed in with a Vlad Kosher, they're both at the Osir B'Bas Yisrael, because you know there's a Mamzer in there, so it's Ik B'Yisura. Writes the Mishnah Lamelech, v'haray al zeh, shereya Rabbeinu, Rambam, zal islay d'kol safik Torah hulakula, v'yalef lamishtuki d'amrinin d'var Torah shtuki kosher, afilu achi islay d'kol hecha d'ikba yisura, maybe ashem talui. We know that every safik Torah is lakula, and it's learned from mishtuki that we say d'var Torah shtuki kosher, and nevertheless, if there's a kfiyas iser, you bring in ashem talui. In other words, b'sharis surei Torah, if you have a piece of shuman and a piece of chel of kosher fat and asur fat in front of you, and the person eats one of them, he has to bring an ashem talui. Why? It's asur. Ha'korcha chislan lemeimar. That we pass in shtuki is kosher is when there's no kfiyas iser. When there's hukba yisura, says the Mishnah Lamelech, v'ar Torah shtuki asur. Not like Shemaitza wanted to say that if it's Ikbi Surah, it's Mutter, that's why we needed the Pasuk, according to the Rambam. The Shemaitza, at the beginning of Perek Beis, when he's Mechadish Shita that Safik Mamzer is Mutter, even Ikbi Surah, continues the Sheif Shmeitz, and he brings the Mishnah Lamelech, who argues and writes, Da'afagav, the Suffolk Mamzer Shari, Mikol Mokol Mamzer Shinasari, Vikbi Sura Lo Sharia, Kevin the Bechai Gavna, Mivin Hashem Talui, and Besuffolk Echad, Ein Mivin Hashem Talui, Adkan Divrei Mishnah Lamelech, as the Sheif Shmeitz copied it. And the Sheif Shmeitz argues, and he says, Divrei Mishnah Lamelech are not Mukhrachim. So what do you bring in Hashem Talui? How does bring in Hashem Talui prove that it's Aser? It's still a suffix, midei sveik alo nafka. But Torah mazer mazer vade le'avo mamzer suffix yavo. Is this suffix? In other words, yes, you're going to bring an Hashem Talui when there's kviyus iser, but that doesn't mean that it's not mutter. Mamzer vade lehu de lo yavo, mamzer suffix yavo. As mabekach do you bring an Hashem Talui? If it would be of Kari's b'mezid. So when you did a b'sveh suffik, you bring an Hashem Talui. Seder, but it's still a suffik. And memela, mamzer vade lo yavo, ha mamzer suffik yavo. B'zeh suffik. So he's allowed to be baba kol. So the Sheif Shmeitz understood that the Mishnah Lamelech was coming, Mekor Chumras or Shalikabi Yisura. The Mishnah Lamelech holds that since Ikabi Yisura is so chumra that you bring in Hashem Talui, it's not mistabra that the Torah was matir, such as Safek, Likabi Mamzer. When there's Ikabi Yisura, Vimishum Hagreid, if it just doubts that, then the Sheif Shmeitz was correct, he was Doicha, says Divrei Mashna Lacha not Muchuch. Even though you bring an Hashem Talui, it's still a suffix. And the Torah is Matir, a suffix Mamzer. So you bring an Hashem, it's Mutter, but you have to bring an Hashem Talui. In the case of where Hashem Talui is necessary for Sveik, a suffix Isser. But it still blimes a suffix, and Mamela, suffix Mamzer is Mutter. However, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah Lamelech, he's not coming mitzad the Chumra, mikoyach the Chumra of Ikbe Yisura. Rather, his Hochacha is Mimasha Kosav HaRambam B'tshuva Shedin HaSveikas B'chol HaTorah Yalfinan Misafik Mamzer. His proof is from that the Rambam writes in a tshuva that the law of Sveikas B'chol HaTorah you learn from Safik Mamzer. So if so, Al Korchenu, it's not Shaykh to be Matir as Safik Mamzer. What's Aser B'chol HaTorah? Since b'chol haTorah kula, moida haRambam dehechadik b'yisura, aser. So al korchenu b'safik mamzer, it's also going to be aser if it could be yisura. In other words, if one brings a carbon, an Hashem Talui, that means that he did something wrong. So when we're dealing with the case of Shuman and Chelev, he's not allowed to eat that piece. If he ate that safik piece of fat, he wasn't sure if it was Shuman, he wasn't sure if it was Chelev. He did something very wrong, and therefore he has to bring a carbon. The taina of the Shmeitza was that only applies to a case where there's an Hashem Talui. He did something wrong, and therefore he has to bring a carbon. But in our case, the Torah was matir this suffix. It still remains a suffix. And the Torah was matir this suffix. The Torah was matir the suffix mamzer. See, right, in other cases where an Hashem Talui is necessary, he shouldn't have done it. But that doesn't mean it doesn't blibe a suffix. It blibes a suffix. We're just not matir that suffix. But this suffix, by the mamzer, we're matir. Zain Shumbaya. That was the taina of the Sheif Shmeitz. But if you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, you see that's not what he meant. What he meant is that Sveikas and Kol HaTorah learned from a Safik Mamzer. And if Ramatir is Safik Mamzer, Ikbe Yisura, then we have to be Matir all Sveikas Bikbe Yisura, and there wouldn't be such a thing as an Ashim Talui. That's what the Mishnah Melchus. And to that, the Sheikh Shemaitz has no response. At least we don't have one in front of us. Because you bring an Ashim Talui. And Safik Mamzer is the source of Sveikas B'chol HaTorah Kula, according to the Rambam. So you can't be Mechalik and say, oh, when it comes to a Safik Mamzer, it blibes a Safik, so it's Mutter. But in a case where there's an Ashim Tali, you have to bring an Ashim Tali. They're different. How can they be different? The whole source of being Matir is Surim. B'Safik is Mamzer. How can there be an Ashim Talui if by Mamzer, Ikba Yisura is okay? It's Mutter. There'd be no Ashim Talui in the case of the Chelev and the Shuman if Ikba Yisura is Mutter. So it must be that Ikba Yisura is Aser, even by Mamzer. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a very stark taina. Can't be Matir Ikba Yisura by Mamzer. Because then you'd have to be Matir Ikbi Sur B'chol HaTorah Kula, and there'd be no Ashim Talui. So it must be that Ikbi Sur is in Mutter. So, sigh, as they say in the yeshivas, if you go Ka'ofen Arishin Shapira Sharashba. And sigh, if you go Ka'ofen Asheni Shapira Sharashba. However you spin it, however you learn the Rambam, whether it's the Mashmos of the Pasuk that we're Matir Sveikas, or that Mamzer is a Binyan Av, we have a big kasha and all those shittas that argue with the Mishnah Lamelech and are matir a Safik Mamzer more than normal. How can a Safik Mamzer be more than normal? Either Safik Mamzer is Megala that the Torah only spoke al derech Havadai, and therefore Safik Mamzer derech Havadai is Asir, but derech Safik is Mutter, and you can't be Mechalik between Mamzer in any other case. They're both essentially coming from the same place. The Mashmos of the Pasuk is only Vaday, not Safik. So how can you be Mechalik and say Mamzer is more Mutter than other cases? Either Rov, or it could be Sura, or Cheskas Isser. Or if you go the second way, that it's derived from Binyanav, from Mamzer. So if the whole Torah is learned to be Matur Sveikas from Mamzer, how can you be Mechalik and say Mamzer is more Mutter than other cases? The whole source is Mamzer. So whatever you say by Mamzer, you have a binyan of to other cases. How can you be Mechalik? That's the taina of the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, Gevaldik, we have a lot more to talk about, B'tziyata D'Shemaya, and we will, B'rit Hashem, B'lineder, continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, Sviris, Mezbalah, friends. Thank you.